For the next 41 years, I saw patients of all ages, representing a broad socioeconomic and educational spectrum, living in shacks at the end of two tracks in the woods of northern Michigan, and in elegant suburban homes surrounding a world-class university in Illinois. They came for all sorts of reasons, as you would expect, but this they had in common. They came to work, even when they were clumsy at it, and even when it took a while for us to figure out what we were working on. I'd like to tell you some of the stories of these remarkable people. I can't tell you so much about anyone that you might guess who they were. That would be disrespectful. But I can tell you a little bit about several of them, just enough that you can, maybe, share in my fascination about how we humans do our work of survival and adaptation and transformation. If you're such a careful and mindful reader that you manage to detect a clinical method, I hope you'll have a grand time sharing your thoughts with someone who will arm wrestle you about it. After all, emergence of a theory of practice should always be bumpy, never easy. We should avoid strategy like the plague. The seduction of formulaic approaches is just as strong as the seduction of the creation and use of boxes, no matter how carefully crafted, in which to insert people. If you find yourself unable to forget some of the people whose stories I tell in these chapters, astounded at their persistence, surprised at how they turn attention to the biggest secrets and greatest challenges of their lives, welcome to the world of infant mental health. You might find yourself in love.